Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Friday afternoon live from Chickies and Pete's. Nothing goes better with Philly basketball, hockey, and baseball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game online, chickiesandpetes.com. It is Masters Friday at the same time. Tigers off the course.
Looks like he's going to make the cut.
We take plus one. Gone are the days of, you know, top of the leaderboard, but hey, we take plus
we'll
one
take
all
plus
day.
One.
Make the cut. Give us Sunday.
Yep.
A little surprise. I think he broke out the red a little early today. I mean, I don't know if it was like pure Sunday red.
No, it was. It was more like a salmon.
Salmon short tiger. Wow. But either way,
yeah.
It was so nice waking up this morning. Like, I'm actually pro rain delay on Thursday. So you can wake up
so
on
you
Friday.
Can. I like that. Yeah. I think I am. I'm in favor of that, too.
The same thing live happened last year, and it was so funny because I was watching this morning with Walk, and I remember last year watching Brooks Koepka blow up in front of my face with Walker as well, and he's so much bigger year to year.
Right.
I tried to explain to him the greatness of Tiger. He didn't really get it.
Not hearing it.
Nah, he's like, ooh, my new train set.
Believe me, my kids are even – they're old enough to know who Tiger is and don't give a damn.
Yeah. I was like, son, I'm trying to show you the greatest of all time. You don't even appreciate this?
Yes.
Yeah.
You
so
appreciate the GOAT when you see him, man.
I know.
You don't get to see him that much.
I know. So anyone but DeChambeau, that's the official position of me at least. But either way, should be a good weekend, sets up for that as well. So earlier in the offseason,
yes,
one member of the show brought up the idea of trading for Patrick Surtain. Now, obviously, the compensation was in question for a lot of people, but the name, I think, still intrigues a lot of people. And according to Paul Allen, who does the games for the Vikings, he says the Broncos are desperate to trade up for a quarterback, and they want to go up and they want to get J.J. McCarthy, which I
see. The Vikings.
This is the Broncos.
Oh, the Broncos.
The Broncos want to go up and get
him.
And so they have to jump the Vikings to get him.
Gotcha.
So maybe there's a bidding war going on between those two.
Okay.
Denver is so desperate, they could possibly include star cornerback Patrick Surtain in the trade.
Mm.
Now, why I think this could get the Eagles back involved is if they need more ammunition to go up. And right now, the Broncos have the 12th pick. Mm-hmm. If you add the 22nd pick to it.
The 12th and the 22nd.
And maybe even the 50th or 53rd.
Whew.
That should give you enough ammunition to get up, maybe even to, now I don't know if they get to 4 with the Cardinals or 5 with the Chargers, But
yeah, well, that's where you need to go, five. Because you want to get in front of the Giants.
Because you want to get in front of the Giants. Yeah. And I don't think the teams in front of the Giants, maybe they'll want Surtain.
Arizona could move out of four if the Giants want to move up to four. Like, if you were to jump to the Chargers spot, now the Giants may need to get up to four.
Right. All this for J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
Which is crazy to me.
Yep.
But
that's something the Giants would do.
For sure. I just don't know about would one of those teams who are sort of in the rebuild, like maybe the Cardinals think they're coming out of the rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers, I think they think that they are coming out of whatever they're in right now.
Sure.
Sort of purgatory. Mm-hmm. Would they want Surtain, or would they rather have the draft picks?
Well, hell, the Chargers, I know they should. Well, I mean.
They should want Surtain.
The problem is, do they have the money to pay Surtain?
Well, they have shed a good amount this offseason.
Yeah, but, I mean, and Patrick Surtain's going to cost you nearly $150 million.
Right. But there is a chance for the Eagles here.
Okay.
Could they trade 22 and 50?
That's what you're getting at.
Yes.
For Patrick Surtain.
For Patrick Surtain. Is that back on the table here? And
would be for me.
I know.
I would do it.
Patrick Surtain here would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
I wonder if they would be in. And I wonder if that would be enough to go up and get a quarterback and – they'd obviously have to pay on top of it.
Right.
They'd be ready to shell out maybe even $150
million. Yeah, I mean, listen, I would do it. It'd be tough. It'd be tough financially for the Eagles at some point, because now you're looking at, see, Patrick Surtain and Devontae are in the same draft class. So both of these guys have to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you just paid Landon.
Well, yeah, you've been paying people all offseason. I mean, you extended some contracts. So I don't know if the Eagles have that type of. Now, they don't have to pay him this year. They certainly, if they trade for him, they virtually have their rights for two more seasons. So they still would have time to work it out, to get something worked out. Yeah, bottom line, instead of getting lost in all the weeds,
caught up
in all the weeds, yes.
Go get Surtain.
Yes. You're telling me when I trade the 22nd pick and one of the second round picks, the 53rd pick, yes.
And because this is my fear with Howie, and we've been over this. This is the range where he traditionally starts to struggle a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. I would rather him go get a short.
And you're not getting that caliber of player.
Not
with
even.
Either one of those picks.
You can like Kool-Aid. You can like Cooper DeGene. You can like whoever there.
Yeah.
Patrick Surtain is a top three cornerback in pro football.
Yes.
He's a difference maker.
And he's young.
And he's young. And he's young. Yeah. I appreciate it. Hey, you're not in this trade,
you're
AJ.
Not in this, AJ.
I promise.
By the way, I'm just saying. AJ looking good out there.
So is Saquon.
He's looking focused right now.
Saquon's looking jacked to see all the workout.
Well, we know he's motivated.
Yeah, he's got a little something to prove.
And that's why it's great getting him and keeping him in this division. He's certainly motivated by Tiki.
Thanks, Mike. / Tiki.
Then you got AJ, who seems to be motivated by, let's say, us, the media.
I
won't single anybody out.
The bullies.
Yeah, I'll just say the media and maybe some other things that is bothering him a little bit. But he certainly seems to be locked in his workouts this offseason.
And I've seen more Jalen workout tapes this year.
I will say this. I'm not starting anything. I'm just saying. I haven't seen my quarterback with none of his guys yet.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying. Everybody's working out. I haven't seen them working out together.
And
somehow Saquon and Jalen got together.
And I don't need Jalen working on handing the ball off. Okay, it's not that hard.
Throwing swing passes, You got there with Saquon throwing swing passes.
The quad brothers, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got that. I haven't seen Big Dog done been everywhere. Big Dog is that, and I'm talking about AJ. Wasn't he just at a college?
I think so. Well, I know Jalen was at Rice.
Okay.
I don't know why he was at Rice.
Right, it's Houston.
I know.
Well, I'm just saying.
Get to the Cougar Stadium or Rice.
Oh, he's at home. He's at home. And I think AJ is at home somewhere. And he went to I can't remember what school it was. It was a college, though.
Right.
That I seen him at one of their practices, like a spring practice or something, and training with some of their guys. So I just say that to say the fellas are working hard. AJ's out there working like he's motivated with a chip on his shoulder. Got no problem with that. When you're playing with a chip on your shoulder, you usually come in and play well.
Yep. Final thing on Surtain. Vic Fangio guy. Vic Fangio drafted
him. He is a Vic Fangio guy.
And I'm just saying, this whole offseason has felt kind of weird defensively. And I just can't buy into the idea that they're going to put all their eggs in the draft basket. That's not the Eagles. And and I just it feels like this could be setting up for a draft night trade.
Well, no, you're exactly right, and here's why I can buy that. The Eagles also know at that spot they struggled in that area of hitting on picks there. And they realize how important the pick is. So unless they have the ability to move up in the draft to get somebody, yeah, I could see them possibly sniffing around to see if Denver wants to give up Patrick Surtain.
And that's the shame of the Josh Allen thing, the Jaguars' Josh Allen, is that that felt like a Howie draft night, go get a star edge rusher in here because they feel an edge rusher short. And filling that with the draft pick feels so un-Eagles-like.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if they're – man, getting Surtain on draft night. Again, the Broncos are kind of starting over here. Do they want to spend $150 million on a cornerback
nope,
right now?
No, they shouldn't. And I don't like Sean Payton.
I know you don't. Yep. And you don't like J.J. McCarthy.
Nope.
it's really a perfect
it's
storm.
Perfect, it's a perfect storm. And I love Patrick Surtain. So, yeah, go get him.
Go get him. 215-592-9494.
They do that, though. We already have a number two.
A number two what? Oh, the cornerback number?
Yeah.
What do you wear at Alabama? Was he two at Alabama?
Yes.
Slate. He's not giving it up.
He's not giving
hold
up
on,
number two.
Hold on. Hold on.
Is putting him in a trade.
No. Uh-oh. No. Not doing that. Would never put a star player in a trade, especially ones that are very online. What about 24? I mean, he's a Kobe guy.
We may do that for a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
and then switch back to the number he wants when it's available again.
Yeah. I do love everyone just finagling their way to get a Kobe.
It's what you do.
It's what you do with respect to trades. 215-592-9494 if we want to react to Fake Trade Friday.
It is the most sought-out number out there. Like, nobody's saying, give me 23.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, was that for a little while?
Well, for Mike, yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about for your guy.
Dude, he's going to be a Sixer.
Is he number 6 or 23?
He's 20.
Well, he's certainly not going to be number 6 if he comes here.
Well, could you imagine him trying, though? I mean,
yeah, I can.
I could definitely imagine him trying. It'd be a spectacle. I can't wait till his statue's also bigger than Allen Iverson's.
Oh, Chuck would flip.
He would not handle that well. He would not. Oh, Chuck or Bubba Chuck?
No, Chuck.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Both of them might not.
Yeah.
Kenny's in the 30-30. What's happening, Kenny?
Guys, it's a funny day for me. 20 years ago today, opening day, Citizens Bank Park, I had my crappy upper-level seat, run into my buddy Keith Jones. He goes, come down, sit with me. I got a seat down like four rows off the stadium, off the field. And after about the third inning, it starts raining and cold. And I just remember standing there, the two of us, not prepared, huddling together while we're getting rained on and wind on. And we're like, what the hell are we doing? And that was my opening to Citizens Bank Park.
But you were there. You had to be there, though, right?
I was there, but something I get to tease Jonesy about quite often now. That our experience was, the two of us look like brown rats sitting there.
It's a beautiful story, Kenny. It's a beautiful story.
Heartwarming. Now, these I'm sorry, Ike, these Connect jerseys, they ain't connecting with me. They connect with me like Castellanos on a low outside pitch.
Ooh, that's good work by you.
Hold on, I didn't get to hear you. What'd you say is not connecting?
The City Connect jerseys.
Oh, the jerseys. Oh, I got
you.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you nailed it. The first time I saw them, I thought it was on the Brewers website.
Hold on, man. It's the flag of the city. It's the colors of the city. Like, what'd you want them to do?
Red, maybe? Or, you know, light blue? Or
but that's not what any of the City Connects are. The Red Sox jerseys, who have a more storied tradition, they were baby blue and yellow. So it's kind of the City Connect way.
To me, they look like you got a graffiti artist and Cheech and Chong. They got together and over some herb and came up with the uniforms. And a graffiti, they ain't working for me. But, you know, at the same time, I'm yelling at these kids to get off my lawn right now. So that just tells you where I am.
I was going to say, Kenny, it's for the youngins, man. It's for the young people.
I know. And it's only one, you know, one Friday night a month and all the rest of them. I like the hat. Now, there's a website running around where they're selling the same uniforms but in red. And they look great in red. Hmm. But you have to get them from one of those non-off-brand
places.
But, yeah, whatever. It's Ike, man, we're old. That's the way we got to deal with it.
Yeah,
and that's
man.
I said way, right?
Yeah. I'm with you.
But, yep.
I mean, Jack, you know, 20 years ago, you were still watching Sesame Street. I mean, you probably didn't even know what end of the baseball bat to hold, right?
Well, no. I was 10. I was 10 in 94, or in 2004. I semi-remember the opening of CBP. I didn't watch much Saturday cartoons. I was watching SportsCenter like a true sports
nerd. Oh, he definitely was a SportsCenter kid. Yeah.
Dude, I watched the recorded SportsCenter like four times.
Right, yeah.
Over and over again.
It was back in those days.
But, yeah. I mean, listen, Randy Wolf opened it up, and he'll throw the first pitch tonight. It'll be great.
I have this phenomenal picture I took of the first pitch, and the ball's like 5 feet out of his hand in still motion, and that's hanging in my office right now.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right, Ken.
Yep.
Have a great weekend, all right?
All right, brother.
There he goes. Kenny the Dirt Therapy.
He had to be a part of the opening.
Of course. I mean, he's everywhere, man. He's got enough money to do anything. So, speaking of the Phillies. I think this is interesting. So, the lineup's out tonight. We'll obviously detail this more in the final out or in leading off, but I think it's interesting to bring up now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Johan Rojas is not in the lineup for the second straight day. Rob Thompson said he wants him to have a soft reset. He also wants Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott playing against lefties while getting time for Whit Merrifield. Rojas will play tomorrow. So a soft reset means they weren't exactly – obviously he's struggling to begin the season. They don't want to set him down yet.
Right.
So just get him off his feet for a couple days?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, they like the kid, and they're not trying to crush his confidence right now. He's struggling still, even though he had the three-hit game, and that was nice to see. They still are obviously watching him and seeing flaws when he's up there at the plate to where it doesn't look like he has sort of a real idea of what he wants to do when he goes up there. So maybe giving him a couple days to sit back and sort of take a deep breath, reset, and then getting back out there. And they're paying Merrifield
$8 million,
man.
And he has not had a good start to
the year, by the way. And so maybe he needs a few more at-bats so that he can sort of start to get into some sort of rhythm.
The only thing I find interesting about the Rojas, like the soft reset now, mm-hmm. is he's coming off a pretty good series in St. Louis. I mean, he had a couple hits in the one game, hit the ball to the wall, had an RBI single. He got a hit on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little surprised that now, like a week ago, I could see it because he didn't have a hit yet and he looked like he was kind of floundering.
Yeah.
I actually thought he's slowly starting to show some signs of life at the plate. So I really think that might have to do more with Merrifield.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah. And
that makes sense.
And people are finally getting their wish, by the way. Marsh is playing against a lefty. Stott's playing against a lefty. So he's getting all the all those guys in. And Brandon Marsh, by the way. I mean,
you can't take him out of the lineup.
You can't.
Just keep him in the lineup. Listen, he goes through his streaks as well. I mean, we know it happens in baseball. But I think Marsh is in a nice comfort zone. And, you know, one thing I like about Marsh is that he's always going to have this sort of underdog mentality to where he needs to go out there and prove himself. And I don't think he like being sat down against lefties. He wants to be given the opportunity to show he can do something against lefties and hit against lefties. And so they've given him that opportunity, and he's shown them. And they rewarded him with keeping him in the lineup, as they should.
And I believe he has, too.
And they've even moved him up the lineup.
Which Rob Thompson doesn't change the lineup around. So, you know, it's he's trying some things. Yep. I believe he's got 2 home runs off of lefties this year, mm-hmm. Brandon Marsh. So it's been really good to see. I mean, for an offense that's been up and down, streaky, he has been really, really solid so far. Jay is in West Philly. What's happening, Jay?
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, brother?
Hey,
yep.
Hey.
Yo.
You ready to roll this playoff? It ain't a particularly new set or new slate, but we got a new coach that know how to coach. So that's what
I agree with you there. From. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Look, they're not going to be running the same 3 plays that Doc Rivers running off of NBA Jam.
Well, they're not going to have James Harden just standing there dribbling and dribbling and dribbling and waiting for something to happen. That's going to be refreshing.
Hey, yo, Chris, don't try to get in this conversation, man.
Well, hold on. I'm right here. I'm a hoop head. I'm a hoop
head. Hey, look, ain't nobody catch on to what you're doing today. You came up with the same thing yesterday. So you want to, as soon as we say we're going to get the Sixers in the slate, that's what I wanted to get the Phillies. No, look, it's basketball season. Playoffs coming, big game tonight. So we're going to be all right. Plus that AI statue, he got what he wanted. Look, it's at the practice facility. How much you think they're going to make him the lead dog for the practice facility? No.
Can't be sending the wrong message.
Was that a play on the practice thing?
Exactly. You're going to sit there and have the biggest statue of the guy that didn't talk about practice. Come on. Look, what you think? That's setting a bad example for everybody else. No, he good. Everything was all right. He's got the same statue that everybody else got.
Actually, he doesn't. Small. It's actually smaller.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want it to be seen out here.
All right, Jay.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Actually, I've always had this theory with the practice thing, right? I don't really get into a whole lot. Because I don't want to disrespect LB. You know, Hall of Fame coach, Larry Brown. But... And I know Allen should have practiced more than he should than he did. And we all know Allen had a nightlife. That's no different than a lot of NBA players. And most of these practices aren't anything but shoot-arounds, right? I always felt that Larry Brown threw Allen Iverson under the bus to the media, certain people in the media, about Allen not practicing. Because he wanted us to get on Allen Iverson. They couldn't hold AI accountable. They couldn't make him do it. So he thought, you put it out there, then this town, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
So I always felt Larry Brown sort of did that to AI to let people know that, because you would protect your star player.
I mean, that's why.
Are you kidding me?
That's why those two butted heads.
Yes, that's why they butted heads. Yes.
Yeah. 2 complete opposites of.
Yeah. The guy plays every night. He's not missing games.
No.
And what do you want him to do at practice?
There's nothing he can do at practice.
Yeah, like, what do you want him to do at practice?
Defensive sets.
Yeah.
The
guy weighs $150.
Help D.
They're going out there playing 45 minutes a night, diving on the floor every night.
Now, what if the statue was him sitting at the podium?
would practice.
Yeah.
Now, it probably didn't help Allen's case that half the city knew where he was the night before and why he wasn't practicing.
Yeah. I agree.
That didn't help his case.
But what if they named the practice facility the Allen Iverson Practice Facility? I mean, that's a good play on words. It's a good, solid play on words.
Too. Oh, man, Bubba Chuck, boy. Listen, hey.
The statue still stinks. It still stinks. It should be bigger, man. It should be bigger. There's no doubt about it. 215-592-9494. We are live at Chickies and Pete's. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game feast. Find a location near you online. ChickiesandPete's.com. Speaking of Citizens Bank Park, On the other side, time to go into the memory bank. Every Friday at 4:30, we take a trip down memory lane with one of the 20 best moments in the history of Citizens Bank Park. 20th anniversary tonight, Randy Wolf earlier. Randy Wolf throwing out the first pitch, so a lot to get to. The memory bank coming up next, plus Spike Eskin, the future co-host of the show, will also join us in the next segment and through the rest of the show. Don't miss all of that. It's the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.